smoking, fucking, plotting, scheming, plotting, scheming, getting money, drinking, fucking, smoking, plotting, scheming, plotting, scheming, getting money.
Oh yeah.
This the life for me. My mama told me this was right for me. I gotta worry, like, make sure you save a slice for me. I should have a spoon serve you up with a fork and knife for me. Your actions make us doubt you. The lack of effort got me rapping different. This the shit I wanna go out to. Play this shit at my funeral if they catch me slipping. Naked women swimming, that's just how I'm living. Donate a million to some children, that's just how I'm feeling. A nigga filling up arenas, who the fuck will see us? I had to Derrick Rose the knee up before I got the re-up. Yours truly the boy. I just build and build more. Y'all niggas build and destroy. Y'all niggas party too much, man. I just chill and record. No feeling, you feel it now.
That's right. Yes, y'all niggas chill too much.
This is shit I wanna go out to. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Tell him.
This is shit I wanna go out to.
Know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. What's going on, everybody? This is the man of the hour, Joseph Ventura, back on Anchor, live in the living color. And yes, I got the beats to prove it. Know what I'm saying? So I bring the heat to the beat, the heat with the beat. Got like my meat. Can't be beat. Oh my god. Yo, Trump is a fucking joke. When this guy's like, oh, we're gonna ban flavor vaping because killed six people. Yeah, kill six people. Oh my god, dude. I guarantee you, you know, if we hired Howdy Doody to run the United States as a president, I bet you Howdy Doody will do a better job than Tutti Frutti fucking Trump. And that's just how I feel about it. And that's all I got to say about that. That's the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Yep, shout out to everybody out there. My boy Vinny, Alec, Eric, Leanne, everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Evil Gem. Sup, Evil Gem? What's cooking? Nah, mean? Nah, saying? Yeah, but this Trump character, bro, I mean, I'm telling you, he gets on Twitter, he's bragging about his fucking wall, a wall nobody needs, costs more money to build and to maintain with security and all that shit than you need to feed poor starving veterans in the street. Matter of fact, homeless people in general, there's a lot more homeless now than there was before. Think about that for a second while I sip some of this coffee up in this motherfucker. Know what I'm saying, biatch? Yeah, that's how I feel about it. But that's just me, you know? I mean, sometimes you got to think about what's priority. What's your first priority? You want to build a fucking wall? Or do you want to feed the homeless and the homeless vets? Why I separate the two? First of all, they're all people. Human beings. Human beings. Nevertheless. However, these vets have done tours around this country, you know, spent time in Iraq, in Vietnam, you know, some of them are still, most of them are still viable, you know, and they can work, but the system will not give them a chance or a check. If you can't give them a chance, give them a check. You can't give them a check, give them a chance. That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Word. Let them know. Tell them. Tell them how it is. Fuck this thing about vaping. And fuck this thing about building walls and all that shit. That's how I feel about it. Give them something. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about it, really. It's frustrating because the news never seemed to change. The news always seemed to be consistent. As is his Twitter account, Mr. Donald Trump, orange guy. The orange tart always writes about the same shit. And it's always Democrat politics, Democrat, Republican, and liberal this, liberal that, medium this, medium that, left wing, right wing. Listen, I don't know anything about chicken wings. All I'm saying is give peace a chance. Give peace a chance and start using common sense. You know, you want to take care of your people. This country is supposed to be the greatest country in the world. And here this guy comes on this end. Oh, well, the economy's done great. And it's doing so great that people are losing homes. Nationwide, losing homes because they can't pay their mortgage, because they can't afford Medicare or Medicaid, or they cannot afford anymore, you know, buying their food, or they cannot afford, can't even get food stamps, because according to the system, they make too much money, when in reality, they don't. You know what I'm saying? Think about